The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Cowyer.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to
Idiot of the Week.
Week, 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 week.
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it.
You idiot.
That's right. Thank you for joining us here in the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and MSW Media.
Because you know amazing information and entertainment when you hear it.
That's right. You've got great taste.
You've got great taste. And speaking of great taste, thank you so much for listening and supporting this Black woman-owned podcast. Because of your support, because of your listening and sharing and downloading and rating and subscribing, we are doing and growing so much, okay? And speaking of growing, thank you so much to our Patreon supporters.
Yes, you are the only reason we can do anything, and we cannot thank you enough. And to all of our OGs and any new Gs and anybody who's about to become a G, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the way that we thank you every week is we give you not one, not two, but three special extra micro special saucy idiots every week.
Yes. And now they're video. So if you have been on the fence about becoming a Patreon supporter, put your butt on over there because it's funny.
It's so worth it. The video rocks.
Get that self-care while you can. And speaking of self-care, go over to cameo.com, put in Frangela, and get a little pocket-sized Frangela video to put in your pocket or send to somebody.
As a gift, or maybe a pick-me-up, or happy birthday, or happy anniversary. Whatevs, do it. It's fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And speaking of fun, do you know the fun Angela and I have had these last few weeks saving the world? Let me tell you something. We are saving the world. Not just democracy, but the world.
But the world. And that we can only do it with our fellow sexy liberals, Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, and Hal Sparks, plus lots of special exciting guests. Our next shows are in Madison and Albuquerque. Go to sexyliberal.com now. Get your tickets. Check it out because we're coming somewhere near you.
Yes, yes, yes. And you can get a VIP ticket. That's separate, okay? But going over to Sexy Liberal, get those tickets. Because let me tell you something. If you want to have a great time, get into on this party train. It is, I'm telling you, we have had a blast in Minneapolis and Philadelphia. Come on, get on up in here. And finally, join us every Friday for the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show.
That's right, for the blackest hour in entertainment. Ooh. And news.
So good. So good. Speaking of good, let's thank our sponsor, Factor.
Do you want to get chef prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes? Come on, 2 minutes. I know you do because I do. I desperately love it.
Oh, my goodness. Head to factormeals.com/resist50 and use code resist50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month.
Do it. You're going to love it. It's delicious.
It's so good. It's so good, y'all. I'm not even kidding. Okay. I would say that even if they weren't a sponsor, because it's that good.
It's that good.
It's that good. All right. Let's get a going on the idiots this week. And we got a great stack. All right. To kick us off, we have Sharon Kay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon. You're amazing.
When I saw this, Angela, I thought of you immediately. And I thought about Brexit.
Yes. Yes. It's the thing that this spun me out. Okay. Apparently, internet searches for eye pain surged after the eclipse. After. Now a warning. After. This, I'm going to tell you, what Frances is talking about was when Brexit went down, right? The day after, the number one Google search term was, or question was, what is Brexit? Understand what I'm saying is the day after they voted for Brexit in Great Britain, the day after that, people were like, well, what is it that I voted for? That's when they chose to ask. So they started interviewing people on the street. I'll never forget this girl, young girl. She was like, actually, I voted for Brexit because I meant it as like a protest vote to be like, oh, all of you should be doing better. But I didn't think it would happen. And now I rather don't like it. Now that I'm reading what it is, I don't want it. It's like, yeah. Dude.
So internet searches for terms about eye pain surged after the rare solar eclipse that had spectators looking skyward all across the country. All right. According to Google Trends, which tracks the volume of certain search terms, quote unquote, my eyes hurt and why do my eyes hurt? Significantly after the solar eclipse's shadow passed over the country.
Come on, guys. Come on. Team, can we please get it together? I mean, right after it, my eyes hurt.
Lord, why my eyes burning?
And every time anybody talked about watching the eclipse, every single time they would say, you need special glasses. Don't just look. You need, but I mean, I just, what is wrong with people?
I'm going to tell you what's wrong with people. People don't believe fat motherfucking meat is fucking greasy. You know what? And let me tell you why people are not paying attention, because we watched the president of the United States.
Okay.
Look directly into the sun during a solar eclipse when he was in office.
That moment was one of the moments where this is why, first of all, I have this ongoing debate since Trump got into that White House somehow about, is he stupid or is he really savvy? And I'm telling you, the man is an idiot. I mean, at the level of like, there are some societies where they would have put him on a canoe and sent him away. Stupid. He's that stupid. This is that picture of him looking and pointing with his dumb fat figure at the sky. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to size shame. I just look at that thing, that orange thing, pointing at, like, and you're like, you're such an idiot. How can you be in charge?
I know. Searches for my eyes hurt surged strongest among Google users in states on the path of totality, from Texas to Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Vermont. It just was like the stupid.
It's a stupid corridor.
It was a stupid corridor, and a stupid wave just went.
Well, stupid. Yeah. It follows patterns like wind patterns.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So that was that particular air current of stupid, that particular stupid current is very strong.
Right. Dr. Neil Bressler, an eye doctor at Johns Hopkins, said this, a few seconds of viewing the sun before it completely disappears or when it suddenly appears can temporarily or permanently damage the retina. Eye injuries following eclipses have been reported for decades, with doctors writing as far back as 1948 that children who had viewed eclipses without proper protection complained of retinal burns, poor vision, and black spotting.
I mean, people, we cannot be everywhere.
We cannot cover your eyes. Oh, my goodness. Next up, this is from Kimberly H. Thank you so much. This is the best mugshot we've ever seen.
Okay, I need to start here. I need you to go look up the mugshot.
Okay.
I need you to pull over, whatever you got to do. But I'm going to need you to look at this mugshot to understand what Francis did to me by putting it in.
Because normally, let me tell you a little something, a little bit about the housekeeping.
Our process.
I try to do the best because we print so much, right? I do my best if I'm pulling together, and so does Angela, to pull out any extraneous thing that we don't need to print.
Right. You so
don't,
we take the pictures out.
We take the pictures out.
Because that's just ink money going down the drain.
That's right. That's right. I left this picture in.
And it's big. It's almost half of the page. And when I tell you the expression, I want you to imagine, you know, if you let an apple go bad and it gets all.
Oh, my God, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Like a shrunken headish.
Yes.
I want you to imagine a pasty white shrunken head apple. That clearly doesn't have teeth on there. Definitely. I think it's a full mouth, actually, but you can tell that this person has no teeth and no dentures in.
Oh, my God.
She managed to get somebody to do her hair very similar to Donald Trump's mm-hmm. hair. Mm-hmm. Some sort of a head beast. I don't want to do this, but I have to do it.
Here we go.
When you look at her, I defy you to look at her and have any other thing come into your head other than sea hag. When I tell you,
pure
sea hag, and I know this because I was thinking, and then Francis sent it to me. Did you see the sea hag? And I was like, that's exactly because that is what should be in the dictionary next to sea hag.
Sea hag. Woman claims she received a stolen Jeep as a birthday tip. From a Waffle House customer, police say.
Hey, okay, this woman's name is Angela, too. It's a crying shame. Angela Harrison. Let me tell you something, Angie. I do want to start out with the positive.
Yes. Okay.
There have been stories of people leaving ridiculous tips for servers, right? Yes. Especially in the COVID times and since. Mm-hmm. You'll hear about some server got $7,000, got this, got that. To my knowledge, nobody's ever got in a car, but that doesn't mean it's not possible. So I applaud Angela for having that woefully inadequate excuse ready.
You know what? Not only that, let's talk about flight of imagination.
Flight of imagination.
Let me tell you.
No, Angela Harrison is going to take you on a journey.
She's going to take you on a journey. Mm-hmm. What I love about Angela's criminality is that she was like, I have a vision of why I am in the middle of this moment. Okay. And the vision is that this was a gift, a tip.
Now, the first problem is, I'm also going to question the level of service Angela gives. I have to, because it seems to me if you're talking about shucking an oyster or cleaning out a fish, Angela's your bitch. She's going to get that done like smoke will come up. It'll just be amazing. No. But I'm questioning that. Also, let's talk about the incidence of extreme tips at Waffle Houses.
Ooh, the tips I've seen at Waffle House is having a chair thrown at you. Yeah, that's usually the kind of tip you get.
You get a chair thrown at you, or they call you names.
Yes.
Also, just trying to say that, do you have the, okay, when you're trying to say that a car has been given to you, you're supposed to have the paperwork. That's one of those gifts that really does, there's this little boring part of it where they have to actually sign the car over to you, or it's not your car.
Can I tell you something offline? I'm going to tell you a story about somebody I know who is incredibly intelligent, raises millions of dollars, and is in that same situation. Let me tell you, a lot of people will walk off and somebody will give them keys and they will not question something. Okay, so let me tell you this.
You know me, Francis. I wouldn't even touch that. I'd be like,
no, you wouldn't.
You killed somebody in this car or something. No, I don't need no car from you. I'm not that bitch.
You're not that bitch. Let me tell you something. According to the Tulsa Police Department, officers received a tip about a stolen white Liberty Jeep on April 1st. Officers were then able to stop the Jeep, and speak with the driver. Who they identified as Angela Harrison. Angela told officers that she was at a gas station. Now listen, y'all, what had happened, okay? She had been at a gas station an hour earlier. Okay?
Just an hour.
Just 1 hour, officer. Well, she ran into a former customer of hers. Well, she had worked at the Waffle House.
Yeah, he was like, oh, wait, you were my server when I got them waffles at the yeah. Waffle House?
Like,
yeah, I was.
She told the police the man gave her $10 cash and the Jeep as a gift because her 53rd birthday. Oh, Lord.
Okay, first of all, we have to digress. This was a hard 53 Lord. Years. I mean, the hardest 53 years. I mean, only winters. And she was a rutabaga.
The entire time.
You know, farmer. Like, I was like, we're the same age.
Okay, I'm older than this woman by several years.
Two years.
Okay. She said her birthday was coming up in a few weeks. The Jeep.
Oh my God, you have been robbed of something, woman. You have some kind of a lawsuit against genes or chromosomes.
DNA.
You don't have to take this, Angela.
No, you do not.
No way. But so this is okay. Before we get to, I have to say this. So they give you a Jeep and $10. Like $10 isn't even a tank of gas right now. Like I'm like, that's kind of weird because the gift was why. This is what I want to know about Angela. I would love to interview with this woman because I want to know why I even add the $10. There's some reason that she thought that made it more gift-like.
Yes. It was like that was a $10. They gave me a $10 gift card and a car.
Those two gifts don't.
They don't match. But okay. The Jeep, however, was reported stolen before Christmas. Now they stopped her
in April.
Okay. It was reported stolen before Christmas. All right.
Okay. I know what you're gonna say. I don't believe in time machines, but
but
a time machine is one way to explain how she looks.
Yes. Detectives also had a photo of Harrison driving the Jeep from January 14th. So this is what I love. They were like, hey, you just got this an hour ago?
That's weird because you've been in it for like 4 months. Oh.
They pulled up a picture of her driving in the car and she was like, oh, it's me in the car in that photo. But she couldn't explain why she was driving the Jeep on January 14th after she claimed the vehicle was gifted to her only the hour before.
Again, time machines.
Time machines, Angela.
That's all I see here.
Thank you. Harrison was arrested and charged with possession of a stolen vehicle.
Well, this will get overturned because clearly she's innocent.
Clearly. Clearly, okay? And we'll be right back after these messages. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you.
All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz, which is actually kind of fun, and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles.
You guys understand what our lives look like. We are on tour. We are on television. We are hosting events. We can't be seen in the same top dress all the time. And Armoire makes our lives easy. We're able to show up looking amazing. And let me tell you something. We are hardworking women and over 45. So, we got to, look good, okay?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we all know the feeling, right? You open your closet, it is full, but you quite literally have nothing to wear. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for a date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, which is like an extinction-level event for me, you will be the best-dressed person in the room without ever having to brave a fitting room with fluorescent lights.
And we all know how we feel about those. Oh, did we mention that Armoire is also woman-founded and woman-led, okay? Like us, okay? They even spotlight women-owned designers on their website. So we know we're wearing brands that are aligned with our values. We love that we can support a business that is built by women like us. And if you are ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, you must try Armoire. We promise you will never, ever be without the perfect outfit for any occasion ever again.
That's right. And right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Frangela.
That is armoire.style. Again, that's armoire.style/Frangela to get up to 50% off your first month and never ever worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues?
Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before.
And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. And we all want that, right?
Mm-hmm. It's called Superfood Complete.
Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods that are vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason D. Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits.
That's right. My dogs love it. My little picky dog, my boss dog, Twombly, is finally eating. And I've tried everything. I mean, I've tried prosciutto, people.
So go to badlandsranch.com/Frangela and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money back guarantee.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to Badlands. That's Badlands ranch.com/Frangela today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body. Sometimes I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like...
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just wrong and evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time. Poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I know you do.
Okay. So Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Frangela at checkout.
Mm-hmm. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Frangela for 15% off today. Welcome back. Next up, this is from Donnie J. Okay, Angela, we have got to do a list of no-go airlines, okay?
Yeah, we need to address this more specifically and directly. These airlines, they're not airlines. They are portals to hell.
Yes, they are. Jetstar passengers' hideous and despicable act horrifies families. Now, if you are not a regular listener of Micro Idiots, right now we just did another Micro Idiot that's coming out in the next couple of weeks about a man who spilled urine on spilled is the operative word.
He was urinating in a cup.
Yes.
As one does on a plane.
And wasted it on the air steward.
Flight attendant. Is that what you were looking
for? Yes, that's what I was trying to, you know what, wing bitch. You know what?
Okay, we had a scene in Second City that I was in the cast that wrote called Wing Bitch. And it was just a ridiculously awful.
My favorite scene of all. Let me tell you something. I have seen personally every scene from Chris Farley, Steve Carell, Steve Colbert, Amy Sedaris, mm-hmm. Amy and Tina, Angela, my favorite fucking scene of all time at Second City is Wing Bitch.
And it's not even, it's like 3 minutes, it's an EBO we would generally call it, but like, it's like,
it's the funniest shit.
All we do is come up with fucked up names for the flight attendant. Wing bitch.
And you know what? And it's from the 90s.
Air ho.
So funny. And it's a male. And here's the thing. It's not a female air steward. It's a male flight attendant. And this is what I love about it, because it is about him being harassed for doing the type of job he's doing. Right. Mm-hmm. But I love that scene. I love it so much for the commentary that it has and the funniest fucking names. And Wing Bitch will forever, forever hold a special place in my heart.
I'm so honored and touched. Oh, but in this case, Jetstar, this is real. This wasn't making
this is real Wing Bitch shit. Okay.
A man who shocked passengers by exposing himself and urinating on empty seats on a Jetstar flight has been slammed by a magistrate as despicable. Jason Rangi, 52. Jason
Rangi, yeah, you seem Rangi sounds like, you know what? Yeah. That sounds like somebody who pulls out their dick and pisses on a seat.
I mean, apparently this is Australia. Let me tell you something about Australia. He was on board a flight from the Gold Coast to Melbourne, and when he was spotted vaping by a flight attendant, they've been very clear about this for years. You cannot smoke on a plane. Anything. Vapes, they say anything. But, when he was told to stop, instead, he chose to not stop. And in fact, to stand up, take off his pants and urinate on a nearby seat. That's how Jason Rangi communicates.
Let me tell you something. If you got the fucking cojones to pull your dick out and piss, then you got the cojones to get this dick punch that's coming your way from me.
Thank you. And deserved.
Deserved.
This story, what I really didn't get is, so he got arrested, of course. He pled guilty, got like a 1 month imprisonment that was suspended for 6 months, and he got a fine. But apparently, But apparently his lawyer, Joanna McNay, told the court her client struggled with alcohol abuse after becoming addicted to painkillers following a car accident. The court heard he told police he had consumed a number of drinks, including 2 beers and 2 shots of bourbon. Why? It's always 2. I don't know why people. Miss McNay revealed Rangi is currently homeless and unemployed, but is taking steps toward rehabilitation and breaking the vicious cycle he found himself in.
Time out. Time the fuck out. You homeless? Let me tell you.
I don't believe this at all.
Also, let's talk about Ryanair, Jetstar, Spirit, and Frontier.
And let me tell you, United is cruising, seems to be skipping happily to this list. It has gotten really bad.
But I'm going to tell you something. Those four are 2 in the United States and 2 in Europe. okay?
Never go on
them. You cannot ride on.
And let me tell you something. Planes are always full now. Planes are always full now. The fact that this one isn't tells you something.
I'm telling you.
A large number of people were like, no, I can wait for an American.
Something else.
Whatever.
Something
else. Like, so I just find this hard to believe. And it's also like from the progression of this situation, he may or may not have been drunk, but he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Like he didn't like being told to stop. And so he peed in it. Like, and I'm just like, dude, this actually seems like a very low fine to me.
Yes.
That. And but
it was protest pee, and we all know it.
There's no such thing. There's no such thing. That's not a thing. There's no thing. No. If you're a monkey, maybe. Or a dog. My dogs, they tend to see pee as more celebratory than that, I think.
Right. I get that.
But
next up, no. Also from Donnie J. I saw this, and other people have sent it, and I'm sorry I don't have your names on it. Yellowstone tourist roars at bison before getting attacked.
Before you even start, okay? When somebody tries to communicate with the animals, are they always going to meet with this kind of anger, hostility, misunderstanding? He tried to speak bison to a bison.
Let me tell you. I recently saw somebody talking about, don't be meowing at your fucking cat because you don't know what the fuck you're saying, okay? Don't be barking at the fucking dogs because you don't know what you're saying in dog. Yeah. Don't be roaring at a fucking bison because you may have said, fuck you, bison, it's on your motherfucking mama.
That is excellent advice that hopefully he will take us up on now. I just need to acknowledge that he was at least trying.
No. You're supposed to be a respectful visitor who is mindful. This is what I think is really important. When you go to, like, when you went to one of our lovely national parks.
Yes.
Right? You're supposed to be, and you know this, mindful of the flora and fauna. Okay. Yeah. That's part because why you in the bear's house?
Dude, it's preserved, right? There's no there's no place to run to. There's no housing for you to run into, concrete hut. Like you're out in the nature.
In the nature. Is. Okay.
I just found this so interesting because okay, so basically what happened is this man. Apparently people, this is a park where people were in their cars, but he apparently was out of a car.
Yeah.
And, he was waving wildly wide, trying to invite, the bison to him. And it seems like it did move towards him.
Yep.
So, he then roared at it. He went and waved his arms around and it responded by charging him.
Yeah. It accepted its call. The bison was like,
okay,
oh, yeah, it's on, bitch.
This is my thing. This man was 55 years old, Raymond Renke of Pendleton, Oregon. And this is the thing. It was not Raymond's first time looking up at the national park. He had recently spent the night in jail after being arrested for drunken disorderly conduct during a visit to Grand Teton National Park.
Mm-hmm.
This is my problem. After he was released, he headed to Yellowstone, where a ranger stopped him for a traffic violation and reported that he was drunk and combative, ultimately letting him off with a seatbelt violation citation. It's believed that the confrontation with the bison happened shortly after that.
Can I stop and say the reason why he got charged is because other people don't want to stop people who are problematic because there was an opportunity. A human
mm-hmm.
came in contact with this other human and knew he wasn't fit.
No, exactly.
But we don't want to stop people. We don't want to stop people, you know, white men having a good time, drunk time in the parks and shit like that.
But he's a recidivist. This man is going around in national parks. Let me tell you something. I have lots of friends who've been in recovery, who've worked the steps, worked the program, family members too. I've been to many of these meetings. When I tell you, boo, you are looking up at your bottom. You have passed it. When you are starting to be forbidden to go into national parks, which are huge, which one person could never be found in one potentially. Mm-hmm. You are on the naughty list for national parks.
You're an abuser. You are an abuser.
What's going on in your life that you would think this was any way to live?
He has been banned from Grand Teton, Yellowstone, and Glacier National Parks, plural, for 5 years. Where he is, you know, I mean, boo-boo.
Raymond. Come on, dude. Come on. It's one thing to be on the naughty list at a bar, right? Because you get right. Too much. Or on the naughty list at, you know, the library because you talk too loud or you've causing disruptions. But national parks just seems so like, do you know how far you have to go? Yes. You do. Like, to get banned on a national park?
I
can't get my mind around it.
Let's review. So there were searches for eye-paying surge after the eclipse.
Like people, I can't. Then we have the Sea Hag of Waffle House and her stolen Jeep.
Yes. And then we had the Jetstar's passenger. Hideous and despicable act horrifies family. He peed on the seats.
And the Raymond, who's been blocked, banned from a bunch of national parks. Okay.
Who is your biggest idiot?
I want to say that's hard. I'm a little torn.
Okay, I can tell you who I think the biggest idiot, but it's not the funniest idiot. The biggest idiots are the people who looked in the fucking sun during the solar eclipse, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's solid. That's solid. See, my problem is I just want Sea Hag to win something. I look at her and I'm looking in her eyes. And what I can tell you is she ain't never won nothing. She ain't never won nothing before. It's actually a level of kindness. I don't know.
I get it. I understand.
Maybe give her this honor because it is pretty damn stupid. And you don't have to offer up any of this information. Also, there's this thing called shutting up. And if you do it and get a full ear, sometimes you can get away with things. But when you identify in yourself and everything else, it just, you know, you're tempting the system.
You know what, Angela, there was a time in this country.
There
was a time in this country that, you know, we respected animals and, with them.
You had some humility because you realized it could kill you. Ew. You know, you were able to show some respect. There was a time in this country.
Angela, there was a time
in this country when everybody says, don't look at the sun. It could hurt your eyes. Here's ways to make something so you can look at it, or places to get things so you can look at it. Because you can't look at it. That would be enough to keep people from doing it. And if it wasn't, they'd have enough sense to be ashamed and never look it up. Yes. Never Google it. Never ask us. Just take your eye damage and lump it and just deal with it.
I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.